Today the topic of Isaac Mitzvah, Pachmina Mitzvah, with the Gemara and the Sig over here on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. But there's one point that we cannot leave the Sig without discussing, and that is Rashi on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us again, Shluchei Mitzvah Paturim in a Sukkah, that a person who's traveling for a mitzvah is part from sitting in the Sukkah. And the Gemara explained, based on the Pasuk, B'shivtecha b'veisecha, that you're only obligated to lay in Kriya Shema when you're sitting in your house. You're going on your way if it's for private activities, but if you're going for a mitzvah purpose, so we have the general rule of ha'esek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, that a person who's involved in one mitzvah is exempt from another mitzvah. So Rashi is just giving us an example, which seems like an innocuous comment, but it's anything but. Rashi writes, Shluchei mitzvah, holchei baderech, mitzvah, he's going on the path of a mitzvah, can go in lilmod Torah, ulahakbo pnei rabo, v'lifdo shvuyim. So he's going to learn Torah, to greet his Rebbe, and to redeem captives. It's pretty innocuous. The problem with Rashi's comment is that Rashi implies that a person who's learning Torah actively is exempt from performing other mitzvahs that present themselves. That the rule of ha'osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah, applies to a person who's learning Torah. And the problem with that is that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Ma'akot, and look over here, Ois Aleph, commenting on the post, you can say for Mishlei, Hada yasi v'kami bo'iluhu, k'siv yikra, yikara himi pninim, v'chol chafatzech lo yishvu bo. It's more valuable than stones, precious stones, and all of your possessions cannot equal it. All of your desires cannot equal, obviously referring to Talmud Torah. So hachefzei shamayim yishvu ba. But what that implies, kol chafatzech lo yishvu ba. Your activities, endeavors, cannot equal Talmud Torah. What if, though, there's a competing religious agenda, like a mitzvah that arises, and that's competing with Talmud Torah? So yes, all of your positions and desires and life pursuits cannot equal that pursuit of Talmud Torah. What if it's another mitzvah that's competing with Talmud Torah? So yes, we have another pasuk. That you're right. Nothing equals Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah gadol mikula. So one pasuk implies that Talmud Torah is greater than a mitzvah. But the other pasuk says only your pursuits, which implies a mitzvah pursuit, would take precedence over Talmud Torah. So one pasuk implies you should stop learning to perform a mitzvah. The other pasuk implies kol chafatzim, everything in the world cannot hold the candle to Talmud Torah, and therefore Talmud Torah takes precedence to a mitzvah. Which is it? If one is competing mitzvah with Talmud Torah, what should you do? Should you stop learning to perform the mitzvah or continue learning? So the Gemara resolves kan b'mitzvah she'ev shel asos al-yedei acherim. One is referring, pasuk is referring to a mitzvah which can be delegated to somebody else. This mitzvah cannot be delegated to somebody else. You have to do it yourself. You're the only potential candidate that there is to perform this mitzvah. So if you can delegate it or hand it off to somebody else, you should do that and continue learning. If you can't, so then you have to stop learning in order to perform the mitzvah. So what emerges is, what the Rambam tells us, Perek Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Daled, here, Josh, read, Haya Lefanav. It was the rule that we know. If a person's in the middle of learning, and another mitzvah presents itself, if it can be done by somebody else, don't stop learning. Vimlav, but if not, pay attention to the language, Yaseh HaMitzvah, do the mitzvah, V'yachzer L'Talmudo, and then go back to learning. So the Rambam clearly tells us the rule of the Gemara Moed Katan. It's not the Rambam's fault, it's the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara Moed Katan said, if there's a mitzvah that's E'ev Shalasas Eidechem, can't be handed off, can be delegated to somebody else, you have to stop learning in order to do the mitzvah. In other words, the rule of Ha'esek B'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah if it can't be delegated to somebody else. Yeah.
Would we ever say that this rule applies like based off of the person? Like, let's say there's someone who's in the middle of like a seder or something, and he's tired anyways, it's towards the end of the seder, and there's other people who can do the mitzvah, but he's not going to get much from the last 20, 30 minutes of his learning.
Why wouldn't he get anything?
He's tired or whatever.
So then he should go home and go to sleep. Okay, you're done for the day. If you're baked, you're baked. So then, but then you're not learning. We're talking about a guy who's learning actively, He's in the middle of the Geshmaka Sugya. Someone taps him on the shoulders. He's like, please, I hope that's my imagination, but it's not. Someone's tapping you on your shoulder. We need you, you know, make a minion for the Levaya. You know, something, whatever. Kaddish, whatever. Okay. Mitzvah presents itself. Someone else could go make the minion. What do I have to do with it? I'm a Rangatan here in this Sugya. So the answer is no, you have to stop learning in order to the mitzvah of Halvayis Hames. All right, see, the mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah if there's no one else who can do it. So the problem we have with Rashi is Rashi told us who's an example of a Hochei the Dvar Mitzvah, a Shluchei Mitzvah, that a Pturim and Asuk is a person who's going to learn. Hochei Bederech Mitzvah, Kegoyin Lilmot Torah, Lahakva Pnei Rabba, Velifto Shvuyim. How can he be exempt from Sukkah because he's on his way to learn? He can't delegate Sukkah to somebody else. Sukkah is a personal mitzvah that relates to him. He can hand it off. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. You have to sit in Sukkah yourself, every individual. So how could we apply the rule of ha'oisek b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah, to a person who's going to learn? Yeah.
Is there a different thing about other mitzvahs? If there's like a mitzvah that you can't do like that here and while you're performing a different mitzvah, would you have to stop the first mitzvah?
No, that's the rule. Ha'oisek b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. If I'm in the middle of davening and someone asks me if it's tzedakah, I don't have to stop davening to give tzedakah. You're not allowed to.
Even if it's Yitzhar Lassos.
Yeah, of course.
You're saying Torah is more...
Torah is different. Different. Talmud Torah is that if you are confronted with a mitzvah that you cannot delegate or, you know, point off to somebody else, you're obligated to stop your learning in order to engage in the mitzvah. That's the rule of the Gemara Marikot, and the Rambam faithfully quotes it in Perek Gimel of Talmud Torah Lachad Hawad. If he can't, yase ha-mitzvah, yase le-talmudoy. So why is Sukkah any different? That's the kasha everyone asks on Rashi. The truth of the matter is that it's not only this Rashi which is problematic, but there's another Gemara, Masechtas Kiddushin, which presents a similar problem. Look over here. The Gemara says, Masechtas Kiddushin, Chav Tesim Abeis. Josh, read. Tana Rabbanon.
Tana Rabbanon.
Familiar dilemma. A person could learn or get married. What should he do? Yom
Torah?
Then get married. Vim E.F. Shaloi B'loi Yisha. The man is going to be plagued by Hiruhurim. Fine, he has to get married. So what should he do?
He should get married and
then he'll learn. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. They paskin, get married first and then learn Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Chaim b'tzavura v'yasek b'tayra. The bills are going to be building up like the mill that's grinding wheat. It's going to keep grinding him for parnasa, and he's going to have the mind to learn Torah. It won't be impossible for him to learn Torah. And the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Yochanan. Read it over here. Oiz dal perakav hilchas Talmud Torah lochehei. Go on. Yola oilam. You should learn Torah and then get married. Why? Quotes Rabbi Yochanan. If he's going to get married, he's going to have children, the family's going to increase exponentially, and then his expenses will increase. Go on. Okay, if the guy's going to be overcome with his Yetzirah, won't be able to learn anyway, so then fine. Yisav Akach Yom Motera. Okay. So I'm prescribed. What should a person do? He should push off getting married, which in other words, is referring to not only getting married, that might or might not be a mitzvah, but what is also included in that, of course, is pruvu. So he pushes off the mitzvah of pruvu in order to learn. How can you do that? How can you do that? Ha'oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah, Gemara Maseches Ma'akan. It's E.F. Shalasas Ayidei Acherim. You can't, who else is going to have these kids for you? Nobody. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. You have to do it yourself. How can you push off getting married in order to learn Torah? Ha'isik b'mitzvah, part of min ha'mitzvah doesn't apply when it comes to Talmud Torah. What?
Don't you push it off anyway? It doesn't start when you're 13. So every year, every day,
what'd you say?
I'm saying every day, starting from when you're 13,
yeah.
You're not married, you're pushing off for a bill.
Every day, correct. Exactly the point. So look over here. Says the Rambam, when is a person obligated to get married? The Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Avos, when are you obligated to get married? You're obligated to get married when you are ben yud ches l'chuppah, when you're 18. And that's what the Rambam paskins. Look over here, Perek Tezvav, Ishus Halacha Beis. Ha'ish mitzuvah al-piri v'riva v'go ha'isha, me'eimasa ha'ish nischai v'mitzvah zu. When does a person become chayv in this mitzvah? When he is how old?
17.
Why? Most mitzvahs begin when you are 13. Why don't we encourage every bar mitzvah bocher? I'm not saying that. I'm saying we should. Why don't we encourage every bar mitzvah bocher new? It's time. It's a very nice svara. The Torah thinks that he is. The Torah says he's bar mitzvah, no? Is there a second bar mitzvah at 18? No. We never heard of such a thing. Not a Jewish affair. So look at the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel writes, the Beis Shmuel addresses this. Simon Aleph Sukkot Gimel, go ahead. You're supposed to?
It says learn.
Learn. So why can you push off getting married from 13 to 18? To learn. What happened to Ha'ezik B'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah? Does not apply to Talmud Torah. In fact, I apologize, but in Perek Tezvav of Hilchos Ishos, the Rambam writes over there, Halacha Gimel, I don't know why I cut it short, I cropped it out. But the Rambam writes, and even though he's postponing proof, who? Ha'ezik B'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, he's involved in Talmud Torah. And therefore, he's exempt from the mitzvah of Puruvu. And the Rambam says, if Ha'isik mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah applies to other mitzvahs, Kol Shekein, it applies to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the greatest of all the mitzvahs. Talmud Torah, Godol Mikulam, we say it every morning. You can look it up, Perek Tezvav Ishus. The Rambam says, if there's a Ruah of Ha'isik mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah by other mitzvahs, Kol Shekein, the Talmud Torah. You might have said, no, he'll do it later. No, but the Rambam says, no, how Ha'ezik b'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah applies by all mitzvahs and Kol Shekein. How even more so by Talmud Torah applies for, apologize for leaving out the punchline.
Why does Rambam say 17 and not
18? He means 18. The Maggid Mishnah says he means 18. I mean, after he completed 17 years, the Rambam is being very precise. You don't have to the end of your 18th year. The 18th year, day one. In fact, the Gemara says if you wait till you're 20... and you don't get married, the Gemara says, Tepu Chatzmoisov. And his bones begin to rot. We explained in the past, why do his bones begin to rot? Why is that the punishment for a guy who doesn't get married when he's 20 years old? So the Ari HaKodesh explains that it's because where did Chava come from? From the Tzela, from the rib of Adam HaRishon. And the body is always waiting to be reunited with that rib when they'll get married. V'hayula basar echad. That's why the Gemara says in Kiddushin that the derech matako shel is lachzor achal isha. Why is it, at least it used to be, that the boys would chase after the girls? Well, in the shidduch scene, it's become the opposite. The world has turned on its head. But in the olden days, it was the boys who chased after the girls. So the Gemara says, because who mi mechazor achar mi? Who chases after who? The Baal Aveda chases after his Aveda, the person who lost an item, chases after that which he lost, and he lost the Tzela, which later became Chava. And he's always seeking to become reunited together with that missing part of himself. Right? In Yonah D'Yonah, right? Always trying to become united with that missing part of himself. So, but let's say he doesn't. He's reached 20 years old, and he hasn't become reunited with that missing part of himself, says that Ria Kaddish, his other bones began to get weak because he's really missing one of his bones. So until the age of 20, he can manage missing one of his bones. But then if he gets 20 and he's not married, okay, already then his bones begin to rot because his bones were... he's waiting for that missing tzela to become reunited with. Okay. Fine, but why 18? Says the Beit Shmuel and the Rambam. Because you're involved in Talmud Torah. And Ha'isik B'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, but wait a minute, Ha'isik B'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, to Gemara, Mesechus Ma'ikah, Testament Beis, we read it, the Rambam himself codifies it in Paragim of Talmud Torah, Lacha Dawid. You're supposed to stop the mitzvah, Mi'ev Shalasas De'echerim, stop Talmud Torah, perform the mitzvah, and come back to learning afterwards. So what is going on here? How could Rashi have said that a person who's on his way to learn is considered to be Ha'isik B'mitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah, exempt from Sukkah? How could the Rambam have said that a person, or the Gemara really, Masechtas Kiddushin, can push off getting married because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but he has a mitzvah of Purvu. So he said, well, ha'oisik b'mitzvah pardim in ha'mitzvah, that's what the Beis Shmuel said. But that's, the Rambam said. Problem is, the Gemara tells the Mari Katan that we do not apply the rule of ha'oisik b'mitzvah pardim in ha'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. When it's a mitzvah, she'yev shalasas ha'idei, cheirem, sukkah, and puravu. You cannot delegate or hand off to somebody else. How can we say ha'oisik b'mitzvah pardim in ha'mitzvah? Everybody say, hear the kasha. See, the Achronim explain, this is found in many different Achronim, somewhat different formulations, but more or less the same. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is the first one who has this idea. As we'll see, perhaps it's already found in the Ran and the Darb. Rav Moshe has it, it's a famous piece in the Birka Shmuel on the back, and Masechtas Kiddushin, and many others. And that is that there's two parts to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to be engaged in learning. Learning. Learning itself. The process of learning. And that has its own shiur. Depends, every person. Lefi mashehu. There's a minimum, and there is no maximum. The maximum is the whole day. But the minimum is Kriyas Shema Shel Achris, Shachris, Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. You have to be involved in Talmud Torah part of the day, or and then, you know, the maximum, the entire day. So look over here. The Gemara tells us, "Misach this menachas with Shmuel." Read the Gemara. Sadi Testament Beis. Amar Reb Ami. Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, Lo Yamash Sefer Torah Zemi Picha. You should never stop learning. But how much do you really need in order to satisfy that requirement? Shema, Shachris, and Arvis. Amr, Rabbi Yochanan. So, you don't publicize this. Yeah, don't publicize Kriyas Shema Shachris, Shachris, and Arvis. You know, Yaitzazayim. Don't publicize that. Fine, but really, what is the Ikar Adin? Kriyas Shema Shachris, and Arvis. Gamarnu. Go on. Rava Amar. Mitzvah Amar of the Amar, it's a different policy, okay? Maybe let them know what the minimum is so they at least fulfill the minimum. Okay, fine. Shal ben dam ben achaisai. Go on. What about me, who learned Kol HaTorah Kulo? How could he say he learned Kol HaTorah Kulo? What does it mean? The pasuk says, "Rechava mina yam, aruka mide eretz, rechava mina yam." It's wider than the, you know, than the earth, deeper than the seas. The answer is, one is referring, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also explains this, that one is referring to Piskei Halacha, one is referring to the Havonas HaTorah, Pilpos HaTorah. So the Piskei Halacha is, Rosh Hashanah always likes to say that lawyers have to know more. You have to know more laws than are contained within the, at least Piskei Halacha. I'm not sure, that seems like an exaggeration, but, you know, Psak Halacha. Some people spend their whole life Psak Halacha. Halavai, we should be master Psak Halacha. But Rosh Hashanah claims Psak Halacha, but not Havanas HaTorah. That's Aruka Midei Eretz Rechava Midei Yam. Okay, fine. But he's referring to Psak Halacha. He learned Shas, Medrash, Sifra, Sifri, Tanakh, Shulchan Aruch. That he's got down. Okay? Kegoinani, he says, Shalomadati Korotara, Kula Mahu Lilmar Chachmas Ivanis. Can I spend time learning Greek? Go on. And he said, if you can find time that's not day or night to learn Chachmas Ivanis, Gegizant. Otherwise, no. Well, which is it? I thought it was Shachris and Arvis is enough. Here, Rabbi Shmuel is saying what? No, Rabbi Shmuel is saying, you have to learn at every waking moment, day or night. Who sounds like the machmir here? Who sounds like the machmir here? Rabbi Shmuel, who's the big mako? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It says, Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris, Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. Rabbi Zan Amor, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a Tana. Which is it? The answer is, it depends. How much time you have? At a minimum, you have to learn Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris, Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. At a maximum, if you have more time, There's no free time. He was learning Chachmas Yevanos not because his parnasa was in Chachmas Yevanos. He wasn't becoming a professor of Greek. He wanted to learn it lishma. So he said, fine, you find time. That's not min hayom, not min halayah. That you're part of from Talmud Torah. You want to be involved in those types of pursuits. Gegezint. Otherwise, no. The answer is because it depends. You have to, minimum, Kriyashma Shashach, Kriyashma Shalav. It's at a maximum, the entire day. That's probably the resolution to a famous contradiction. Look over here, the Gemara Baruch Islam and Hamid Aleph. Rav Shmuel, read this Gemara. One pasuk says, you should gather in your wheat. Matam Aloymar. 1 minute. You have to learn. How could you learn constantly but still be gathering in the wheat? So Rabbi Shmuel says what? Make a compromise. Derech Eretz. We all know what it means. Go to work and learn. Be a kaveh itim. But big milo. Wonderful thing. Rishim Baruchai Omer. What's going to become with Torah if the guy is working the whole year? Ella. When Klal Yisrael is performing the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we won't have to work. When we're not, that's when you have to work. So go on, Amar Abaye. Many followed the path of Shimba Yochai, were not successful. The multitudes who followed Rabbi Shmuel were successful. Fine. Who's the Mako, who's the Machmir in this Gemara? Let's assume. Huh? The answer is there's no Mako or Machmir, and they're both in different positions. But who's more Machmir in terms of how much time you have to spend learning? It's the opposite. Rabbi Shimba Yochai is more Machmir. What's going on? Shimon Bar Yochai said Kriyas Shmoel Shachar and Arvus is enough. Now he's saying you got to learn all day. Rabbi Shmuel said before you got to learn all day. Over here he's saying go to work. The answer is it depends on the person. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel and Agamar wasn't discussing a guy who has to go to work. If you have to go to work, you obviously don't have free time to learn. So then that's okay. But a guy who has free time better spend all of his time learning. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai held that you're right, a minimum. If you don't have the time, is Shachris and Arvis. If you have more time, you should spend your whole day learning. If you're always in Mitzvah and Shomachim, you can spend the whole day learning. Fine. There's really no contradiction here. Famous verse from the Brisker Rav in Parshas Sefer and Parshas Chayesara discusses this Gemara. They're referring to two different types of individuals. He's discussing, really, the last Mishnah says in Masechtas Kiddushin, in the name of Rabbeir, La'olam Yomad Adam as Benai Umnas Nekiyah Vakala. Person should always teach his son a clean and easy profession. Meaning something that doesn't involve borderline geneva and things of the matter, etc. And then the Gemara at the end, the Mishnah at the end, quotes Reb Norai. Reb Norai, Omer, Eini Malamed is Bini Ela Torah. I'm only teaching my son Torah. The problem is, the Gemara says, in Erevin, Reb Meir, Hainu, Reb Norai, they both mean bright. So Reb Norai said, I'm only teaching my son Torah. Reb Meir said, La'olam yomad adam umnas nekiya v'kala. What's going on? Reb Scrub says, two different types of individuals. You have some people, okay, maybe his life was supposed to be spent learning Torah. Another guy, his life is not meant for that. But every person is different in this regard. So therefore, the Gemara says in Menachos, yes, if you're, if you have free time, you should be spending your whole day learning. If not, so fine, you have to minimum b'shach b'cha. Uvkumecha, Layamush Sefer Torah Zemipicha could be fulfilled by just reciting Kriyashma Shal Shachris and Kriyashma Shal Arvis. That's enough. That's why the Mishnah says Mesechtas Peah, Eilu Dvarim, we say it every morning, Eilu Dvarim Shein Lehem Shir, these are the things that don't have any Shir. What is one of them? Talmud Torah. What do you mean there's no Shir? So the Gra comments in his commentary on Peah, the Shneis Elio. And he says, because at a minimum, how much can a person fulfill Talmud Torah with? One letter, a word. Already that's Talmud Torah. Every letter is Talmud Torah. But at a maximum, there is no maximum. If you can, you spend the whole day. So it depends. Every person, depending on their unique situation, should be Isaac B'Torah as much as they can. Either the entire day. At a minimum, though, you must be involved in Torah somewhat every day. What is the minimum? B'shach v'chav kumach. The Gemara even claims one letter, you might say. So there's no shia lamato or no shia lamayla. Fine. That's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's that mitzvah? To be involved in Talmud Torah every day. Parenthetically, what comes after that? Remember back to Mr. Kiddushin says, you should always teach your son. One of the things a father has to do for his child is to teach him umnis, lamda umnis, and then loishita b'mayim. He has to teach him how to swim. What does swimming have to do with a guy who's teaching his son an umnis? So it probably means just survival skills. You have to teach your child survival skills. You have to teach him an umnis to make it in this world. And in some cultures, you also have to teach him how to swim. I don't know if that's necessarily the case in New York, but there might be certain locales you have to know how to swim in order to survive. However, the Darshanim explain, no, that there's a deeper similarity between the two in symbolism, and that is that just like a person who's swimming always keeps his head above the water, you can't put your head under the water, you'll drown, so to an umnis, you have to always keep your head above the water. Be involved, yes, but your head has to be keep in mind the priorities of Iske Shamayim as well. Have to be involved, without a doubt. You were in the water, but your head has to be above the water. Same thing in umnis. Ah, beautiful idea, fun. So that's one mitzvah. One mitzvah is asek in Talmud Torah. A person has to be involved in Talmud Torah every day. Maximum, there is no maximum. Minimum, b'shach b'chav kumecha, kriyash ma'shachos, kriyash ma'sharavis. That's the minimum. And every person, as we saw from Abshim Ba'yuchai, from Abishmael, every person has different abilities and different opportunities in this regard. But then, we have a Gemara in Masechtas Kiddushin. What does the Gemara say in Masechtas Kiddushin? Gemara says, you know, over here, Lamed Amud Aleph, read. Pazas v'shinantem levanecha, you should teach your sons, it should be mechudad, sharp in your mouth, she'im yishol.
She'im yishol lecha adam davar al tigam gim, v'tom ela amur lo miyad.
Don't stutter and hesitate and equivocate when someone asks you a shayla. In halacha, rather, it should be on the tip of your tongue. Kol ha-Torah kula should be on the tip of our tongues. That is the nature of the obligation of Talmud Torah. So writes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or Baruch Ber, or Moshe, many others. This is the second obligation of Talmud Torah. This obligation of Talmud Torah is to know kol ha-Torah kula, not to learn or be involved in Torah. That's the Meshach Vav Kumech at a maximum the whole day if you have the opportunity. However, this is referring to an obligation to know Kol HaTorah Kula, an entirely separate mitzvah. That's perhaps the resolution, the famous contradiction. Over here, the Gemara says, Meshach Vav Kiddushin Mem Mem Beis. Here. Aria, read the Gemara Kiddushin Mem Mem Beis. You got me?
Yep.
Go ahead. So what do you punish for? And the Beis Din Shomayla. What is the person held accountable for? First, Divrei Torah. Did he learn or didn't he learn? Okay. Midam. Okay. But look at Tosfos and Kiddushin. Tosfos says, Akash, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara tells us something else. Go on. Vasilava, they'll ask us three questions, the Gemara says. The first is, Nasata v'nasata be'amuna. Did you do business honestly? That's the first question. Second question, did you set aside time to learn? What's the third question? Anybody know? What's the third question? Tzipisli Yeshua. Did you care about, did you await with anticipation the coming of Mashiach? Okay. Those are the three questions. But what's not first? Torah. Second. You see, how can the Gemara say, Dina Shaladim, I'll do very Torah here. What's first? Nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Go on.
Hashem Adam shows the Torah.
He was Isaac in Torah, but not regularly. So if you weren't Isaac in Torah, Klal, that jumps to the head of the list. If you were, but you didn't set it aside proper time, okay, then it comes in its place, that's second in the list. Okay, that's Tosfos's answer. Inami? Oh, they ask you first about business. But what do you get punished for or rewarded for first? Talmud Torah. That's Tosfos's answer. That's Tosis' answer. However, in the Tshuvas Einig Yontif, last 150 years, so in the Tshuvas from the Rav from Bialystok, so in the Tshuvas Einig Yontif, he explains somewhat differently, based on the two mitzvahs, two parts of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that we delineated, that we discussed. He says there's two parts to the mitzvah. Again, one part of the mitzvah is to be involved in Torah, and to do that as much as you can. But every person depends on their situation. How much free time do you have? How much time do you have? How many other responsibilities do you have? Then there's a mitzvah to know Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's critical. Because if you don't know anything, guess what you can't do? Anything. If you don't know anything, you can't do anything. In order to do mitzvahs, you have to know Torah. So what really comes first? L'achamev esam shana, a person accomplished anything in his life. So what's the best indicator of how many mitzvahs you accomplished? How much do you know? Because how much do you know, what you did will be a function of how much do you know. And if you don't know anything, it can't be that you did too much. So that's what the Ein Gantz says. The first thing that Tchilas Dino Shaladim is on knowledge of Torah, Yediyas HaTorah, because that is the precursor, context for everything else. What's what are the three questions that they ask you? Nasatim Nasatim Emuna Kavata Itim LaTorah. That implied already from the language is Meduyok. That's not discussing knowledge of Torah. That's discussing how much were you involved in Torah. That's a mitzvah to do every day, b'shachav kumechan in a maximum, the whole day. So perhaps that's why some aired, the Gemara begins, doesn't mean did you engage in business honestly, did you steal? It rather refers to, did you do too much? Maybe you could have spent more time learning. You have to be honest with yourself. How much do you have to really have to work? Do you have to kill yourself? Or maybe you could have spent more time learning. So that's what the Gemara says. Ask first, Nasatav and Nasatav Emunah, did you engage in business honestly with yourself? And then when you kaveya itim l'Torah, did you spend as much time learning as possible? But that's referring to something else. That's referring to engagement in Talmud Torah, learning. The Gemara in Kiddushin, in Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, is referring to knowledge of Torah. And then the Yontif goes on to demonstrate, the Birka Shmuel does as well, Baruch Be'er, that this distinction is already found in the Ran. Look over here. The Gemara tells us in the Dharm. Leah, read the Gemara in the Dharm. Amar of Gido.
Amar of Gido, Amar of Omer Ashkin, the Eshne Perak De. Eshne Masechta Zu. Nether Gadol, Nether Lelke Yisrael.
If a guy says, makes a nether before this man starts, I'm going to finish the Masechta. He gets so inspired by the Siyum in June's man. He says, this is for me. Right? Go on. Is it a good nether? Can you make such a nether? Yes. Now, frivolous nedarim are meaningless. You can't make a nether. I'm going to sit in. You can't make a nether that just makes no sense. A nether to keep kosher. You have to keep kosher anyway. Your nether accomplishes nothing. So, Frank the Gemara Kashavala, umush bava imedu. What do you mean you're going to make a nether to learn Masechta? You're obligated to learn Masechta anyway. Talmud Torah. Go on. Ben Shvua Chala Al Shvua. No, he said, I'm going to learn the Gansa Masechta. I could have been Yaitz Zayin with Kriya Shema, Shachas, and Arvis. I'm not going to be satisfied with that. I'm going to learn the whole Masechta. That's why the Shvua takes place. So it has traction, not with regards, because you could have been Yaitz with Kriya Shema, Shachas, Kriya Shema, Arvis, and you decided to do more. Look at the Ran. Go on. You're not really Yotzei with Kriyas Shema, Shachar, and Arvis. You're not really Yotzei, says the Ran. The Gemara said you're Yotzei. What is it referring to? Sharei Chayav Kol Adam Lilmoy Tamid Yoyim V'Layla Kepefi Chaychay. Why? Because there's a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. You have to learn all day to know everything. We must know everything. That's our objective. It sounds ambitious, but that's what we have to do. You have to know everything. If that's the case, you really have to do this anyway. No, what he means is, go on, the Tanur Rabbanan, how do you know you have to know everything? He quotes the Gemara and Kiddushin that we mentioned. You have to be able to talk in Torah in all of Kol Torah Kula. You're not going to get there. You're not going to get there by coming to Shachar Pesach Arif. You're not going to get there. And this is what it means.
You can be yoytzei b'shach b'chav kumecha, or you know, the learning once in the morning, once at night. That you can be yoytzei. So the shvua has traction, not in the midst of yediyah satayra. You have to know it anyway, but it has traction. It has meaning, significance in the mitzvah of a second Torah, learning Torah. You could have done less. You're going to do more. So really what you're saying is, instead of learning a little bit every day, I'm going to learn a lot every day. Not that I'm going to finish a mesech, but finish a mesech that you're obligated to do anyway. What it means is, every day I could have done less, I'm going to do more. But they're really two separate cheshbonos, two separate mitzvahs. One is, b'shvach b'chav kumecha, learn once, you know, in the morning, once at night, kriyash mashashach b'san arvus. This guy took a nether, I'm going to learn more. If he has free time, he really should learn more anyway, but fine. At least there's a range there, and the shvua could have meaning. However, when it comes to yediyah satara, that's v'shinantum avanech v'dibartabam, that everyone's the same. No one's different from one another. There are no different standards. Depends on your responsibilities, and you're this, and you're that. Everybody, no matter what situation they're in, what intelligence they're blessed with, they have to do their best to master kol ha-Torah kula. Yeah? Two separate mitzvahs. One depends on every individual. And it's a shir, once a day, in the morning, once at night, maximum of all day and all night. And then there's a mitzvah to master kol ha-Torah kula. So there's a difference with regards to these two mitzvahs, perhaps, with regards to oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. Because when it comes to our involvement in Torah, the first part of this mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'shach b'chav kumecha, you have to at least be involved once in the day, you know, once in the morning, once at night, a maximum all day. So there, we don't say, that's what the Gemara Maseches Ma'id Katan is referring to. We don't say how oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. You don't say every second I'm exempt from doing other mitzvahs because I'm learning. We don't say that. You don't say how oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah when it comes to a second Talmud Torah. Why not? I'll tell you for two possible reasons. Baruch Be'er explains. Perhaps it's because Talmud Torah, the whole obligation is only when a person has free time. How is a guy allowed to go to work? We know that a person is allowed to work. Vasafta deganecha. You have to go to work. It's a mitzvah to go to work. So how is a person allowed to do that? He's supposed to learn lo yom ha-shefer Torah zemipicha. So it says the Baruch Be'er, it's not because the mitzvah of Parnassa is more important than Talmud Torah. No. It's because a person is only obligated to actively be engaged in Talmud Torah when he has free time. Rabbi Chanan has the same thing in a number of places. When you have free time. If you don't have free time, you're not obligated to learn. So, that's why it depends. Every person, how much can they be involved in Torah? How much free time do you have? Some people have to work more in order to make money. Some people have to work less. All depends on how much free time you have. If you have more free time, it's more time learning. Less free time, less time learning. But therefore, when a mitzvah presents itself, so then you have to stop learning. Why? Not because the mitzvah is more important than Talmud Torah. Why do you have to stop learning? Because not free time. Free time means you're not obligated to earn a parnasa, you're not obligated to do another mitzvah. It's free time, you can go and learn. If it's not free time, you don't have to learn. You're not supposed to actively be engaged in Talmud Torah. So therefore, when a mitzvah presents itself, you have to stop learning to do the mitzvah because this is not free time. Now your putter, the carpet has been pulled out from underneath Talmud Torah, just like a person has to go to work. This is just pashut, not free time, yeah? That's one possible way of phrasing it. Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Stipler have a different way of phrasing it, but also important. I think both are true. And their way of phrasing it is that because a person has to, when he's involved in Torah, has to stop when a mitzvah opportunity presents itself, he has to stop being engaged in Torah, because otherwise his Talmud Torah is not lishma. What does lishma mean? Chaim Volozhin has a whole piece, you know, in the Nefesh HaChaim, in the fourth perek. Lishma means l'shem mitzvah, not for dveikus. He says that's not for us. That's not what the next person is not supposed to be thinking about, coming close to Hashem when he's learning. It means l'shem Talmud Torah. That's what lishma means. However, from the Rambam, not taking anything away from Chaim Volozhin, From the Rambam, I believe that what lishma means is that a person is loymed al menas lasois. That a person is supposed to learn having a mind to do the mitzvahs. If he's having a mind not to do the mitzvahs, Yerushalmi says, Masechtas Brachos, haloymed shaloy al menas lasois, toiv lo shaloy nivra. Better that he never would have been created. The Gemara in Brachos has a similar line. That's in Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Brachos has a similar line. Haloymed shaloy lishma, toiv lo shaloy nivra. Better that he'd never been created. So the Gemara implies that what is the flip in the girsa? We have an Argamar Brachas, Haloy and Daf Yud Zayin, Haloy made Shaloy Lishma, Toiv Lo Shaloy Niver. Better would never been created. The Yushalmi has Haloy made Shaloy Amanas Lasois, Toiv Lo Shaloy Niver. Would have been better had he never been created. And it seems that the Rambam incorporated this into Talmud Torah. The Rambam understood, what is Talmud Torah Lishma? When a person learns having a mind to perform the mitzvahs. Here, look at the Rambam. Josh, read the Rambam. Perek Gimel Talmud Torah Lachei. Tchilas Dino Shel Adam.
Tchilas Dino Shel Adam.
Because the Gemara in Saita, a person should always be involved in Torah. Our Gemara, Gerson, the Gemara is, La'olam Yasuk Adam B'Torah Uve Mitzvahs. Shalai lishma, shemitay shalai lishma ba lishma. The Rambam doesn't have that gear, so the Rambam limits it. La'olam yasek adam b'tayra, only Torah, because this has nothing to do with lishma, l'shem mitzvah. What does lishma mean here? Amanas lasos. Look at the context. Tchilas dino shal adam enonidan al ha'talmud v'yachar kach al shar ma'asav. First you're judged for learning, then your actions. Why? It's already explained. Because you can't do anything if you don't know anything. So knowledge leads a person to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs. So therefore, Rav Shach writes in his commentary in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Talmud Torah Lochei, something which is just obvious from the language of the Rambam, that Rav Shach writes in Avi Ezri, what does Talmud Torah Lishma mean for the Rambam? The Rambam writes, since you judge first on learning, learning leads to Maaseh, Talmud Gadol Shal Talmud Mevi Lidei Maaseh. Talmud is great because it leads to actions, Gemara says in Kiddushin. So last year, Daf Mem and Beis, yeah. Talmud is great because Talmud leads to actions. If you know stuff, you can do stuff. Lefichach, therefore, you should always be engaged in Torah, Lishma, even Shaloi Lishma, Shemitah Shaloi Lishma, Ba Lishma. What does Lishma mean here? L'shem Mitzvah? No, what it means is, you're doing it, having a mind to perform the mitzvahs. Because if a person learns, and he doesn't have a mind to perform the mitzvahs, what kind of learning is that? That's like the, guy who's learning Lashon Hara while he's talking about somebody else, or he's learning about Shabbos, learning himself the Shabbos, well, in the olden days, while he's smoking a cigar. That's not what Talmud Torah is all about. So therefore, I'm in the middle of learning. We're in the middle of learning about Hashavas Aveda, Perek Eilu Mitzias, and then someone, I see a lost item on the floor, and I turn my eyes away. So, what kind of learning is it? What kind of learning am I engaged in? Let's go back. In the whole sugya, don't divert your eyes. And then over here, there's an aveda. And what do? Turn my eyes. So, what kind of learning is that? Disingenuous learning. Your Baruch Hashem doesn't want that kind of learning. Loimed al-lishma means that you're learning. I'm an aslasos. So, let's say I'm in the middle of learning. The Gemara says, might cut, and you're in the middle of learning. And a mitzvah opportunity presents itself. And I don't do it. So then, that undermines, that delegitimizes my learning. Because here I am learning about stucco, and Ani came and said, don't bother me now. Ridiculous. So then the learning itself is meaningless. So you have to stop learning to perform a mitzvah. Not because you don't have free time, and therefore, maybe that's true too. You don't have free time, so therefore you're exempt from learning, you got to do the mitzvah. You only obligated to learn in free time. If a mitzvah opportunity presents itself, it's no longer free time. No, what could even tell even further? And that is because it legitimizes your learning. And it's true, by the way. If a person feels good when you do a mitzvah, help people, it legitimizes everything that we stand for and everything that we do. So if you won't do it, what kind of learning are you engaged in? So therefore, the rule of icing mitzvah, patim and a mitzvah doesn't apply, generally speaking, when it comes to Talmud Torah. Not because Talmud Torah is any less important than any other mitzvah, because in order to legitimize your learning, you better do the mitzvahs when they present themselves. Yeah. But that's only with regards to a second Torah. Our involvement in Torah, once in the morning, once at night, maximum as much as you can. Minimum, maximum, every person's different. There, every person's different. But that has to do with our involvement in Torah. We don't say, oh, it's a mitzvah either because it's not free time, or because in order to legitimize our learning, we have to stop in order to perform a mitzvah. But what about yediyas haTorah? Knowledge of Torah. So I believe when it comes to knowledge of Torah, that's when we say, ha'oisik b'mitzvah patim and ha'mitzvah applies to mitzvahs and kol shekein, even more so to Talmud Torah. When a person, let's say, gets married, yeah? So that's changing the course of his life. That's not just, I'll stop for 10 minutes for the wedding, you know, and then life will go back to the way it was. Your life is altered forever. For better. Things are good. Don't worry. It's all good. But things are different. So you can't say, this is just affecting my ASEC in Torah, my involvement in Torah daily, you know, my schedule. It's not a schedule. It's not a scheduling issue. Yeah. Fine. So that's going to affect not only your ability to learn Torah on a daily basis, how much time can you, you know, apportion. It's going to affect your life trajectory of how much knowledge can you amass. So that's where the Rambam says, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that a person should push off getting married in order to learn Torah. Because Rechaim b'tzavar v'yasek b'Torah doesn't mean you won't have time during the day. It means you won't amass any knowledge because you have other things on your plate. When it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, then we say, Ha'oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, the kol shekein b'Talmud Torah, certainly by Talmud Torah. And it's meduyuk like that in the language of the Rambam. Everybody say, look back to the Rambam. Perek Gimel Talmud Torah Lo Chadalud. Second thing we saw. The Rambam says, when a mitzvah presents itself that you can't do al yidei acherim, so you have to stop learning in order to engage in the mitzvah. Vimlav, last the six words. If you can't pass it off to somebody else, yaseh ha-mitzvah v'yachzor l'talmudo. When do you stop learning in order to perform the mitzvah? If you'll be able to do what? Go back to your learning after. It's just a scheduling issue, an involvement issue. I'll miss 15 minutes from Seder. But if you're going to have to leave yeshiva forever, that's not a scheduling issue. You won't be able to yachzor l'talmudo. So then we would say, like getting married, we say, Ha'oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah, v'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Yediyas ha'Torah is no different than any other mitzvah, and it's even better. Talmud Torah gadol mikulam, and we say, Ha'oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. That's the resolution, probably, to this dilemma as well. Look over here, second to last thing, Gemara Maseches Megillah. Yom Shmuel, read the Gemara Megillah. Gadol Talmud Torah. Let's say your parents tell you not to learn, or they ask you, not that they're anti-religious, they ask you, can you come help me with something? And you're in the middle of learning, what are you supposed to do? Which takes precedence?
Learning.
How do you know? Yaakov went to learn in Yeshiva Shem V'Aver. He wasn't punished for those 14 years that he ditched, that he abandoned his parents, but the 22 years that he spent in the house of love, and he was punished. That he lost Yosef for that same amount of time. So which takes precedence? When you have a dilemma between Talmud Torah and Kibbutz Aviyim, Talmud Torah takes precedence. Really? Your parents ask you for a cup of water, and you say, I'm sorry, I'm learning now. Get it yourself? Really? What? I thought Ha'isik B'mitzvah, Pathim B'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. So writes the Piskei Tshuva in Yoredei and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Reb Shmuel, we see the Piskei Tshuva. Hainu Davka. It's only if they're saying, I'm in Israel, learning in yeshiva. Can you come home and get me a cup of water? You'll go back after. Really? Everything? You need a tire change? I'm stuck on the highway. Take a flight back. Don't worry, you'll go back after Pesach. What? You're going to miss a whole... What? That's not just an issue of scheduling. That's an issue of yediyas haTorah. You're not going to be in yeshiva b'chlal. Avam hu be'ir tzarech l'shar, says av l'achzor l'Torah. So of course the Pesach Yeshuva says, if you're in the city, you're sitting at the dining room table, they ask you, I'll call you on the phone, I got a flat tire, come pick me up. Of course you got to do that. And missing one day, it's just, I think every day is important, Rabbi said, but not every day is Ma'amid Arsina, you know what I'm saying? Okay. You'll be able to learn. Yeah. You never know which day it is, but okay. But to leave yeshiva, oh, that's not just an issue of Asek and Torah, that's an issue of Yediyas HaTorah. Yediyas HaTorah. So then Talmud Torah is Gadol Mikibud Aviyem. But if it's a scheduling issue, a second Torah, involvement in Torah, everybody has to do this, get different schedules, okay? So a mitzvah opportunity presents itself. Now it's not time for learning. Or in order to, how can we learn the sukkahs of Kibud Aviyem when your parents call you and you say, sorry, I'm busy learning. What are you learning? Kibud Aviyem. So you can't come pick me up? Yeah, because we're learning it. We're not doing it. Learning is meaningless. But when it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, Torah is no different than any other mitzvah. Oh, so back to our Rashi. That's what's going on over here in Rashi. What does Rashi put? Hoche b'derech mitzvah. You're going on the way of a mitzvah. Kegon lilmo Torah lahaklo p'nei rabo b'rego. You're not just going. He's not sitting in a base medrash learning by himself. He's sitting in a base medrash learning. You can't say I'm pata from sitting in the sukkah because I'm learning. No. He's going to learn by the Rebbe. When you went to learn by the Rebbe, you got things that they didn't have svarim in those days. Everything was Torah Shebaal Peh. If you wouldn't go, you'd be missing in your curriculum, in your knowledge of Torah. He wasn't just reviewing that which he knew already. He was going to be missing from an opportunity. He'd never be able to get back again. So when it comes to Yediyas HaTorah, just like Purvu, where the Gemara told us, we can push off the mitzvah in order to learn, because that relates not just to Asik HaTorah, but Yediyas HaTorah here too, perhaps, Rashi's referring not just to a person who's his involvement in Torah, but his ability to learn Torah long term, his Yediyas HaTorah will be affected if he won't be able to travel over circuits. He was going to go to yeshiva, Nuzman. If he won't be able to go now, he'll be missing not only Asik and Torah, but Yediyas HaTorah. And in that situation, we say, Ho'asik b'mitzvah, partim and mitzvah, perhaps even the kol shekein b'tam Torah. So when it comes to Talmud Torah. All right, Talmud Torah.